The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're watching or listening, and welcome along to the Premier League on NBC podcast. I'm Rebecca Lowe. With me today, the full network of our group. We've got Robbie Earl, Robbie Melstone, and Carl Martino in the US. Over in the UK, Arlo White, Lee Dixon, and Graham Lassone, who has moved into a different room, a very impressive room, may I say, Graham Lassone.
Well, it's a fake background.
It is. Okay. Now, for those of you who listened to this before, we've done all sorts of different things every week as we try to keep you guys entertained, keep you connected through this very strange time as we head hopefully towards, in the not too distant future, the Premier League coming back onto our screen. So this week, we've decided, despite the fact Lee Dixon hates quizzes, we are doing a quiz. Now, this quiz is a little different. Team USA against Team GB. So it's a Ryder Cup style. So as you can see, if you're watching this, Team GB are all dressed in blue. Team USA, well, two members of Team USA are dressed in red. The other member, as you can see, and if you're listening to this, hazard a guess. That's all I'm saying. Hazard a guess which member forgot to dress in red.
Maverick.
So moving forward, let me explain.
The kick guy let me down.
There you go. I know you were thinking it was that person. Okay, I'm going to explain the rules. So Team USA, of course, is Earl and Musto, who are now American citizens, and Martino, with Lee Dixon, Graham Lassone, and Arlo White is Team GB. The team captains. Team GB, Arlo is our team captain, which means he will be the one to deliver the answer. Robbie Earl is team captain for Team USA.
Get in there, Earl, sir.
USA. Okay, this is too rowdy already. Let the quiz master just give the rules, then you guys can be rowdy. Okay, three rounds to this quiz. Pop culture, glad I'm not in this. Premier League, and then round number C is inventions, American or British. Just to give you some background to why this round is in. About a year ago in the studio, we were discussing, Robbie Musto, I think, and I, Monopoly, what a great game it was. Obviously, another great British invention. Only for our boss to say, I bet it was American. We're like, hello? Oh, no, Kyle was saying. Who was it? Was it you, Kyle? Thought it was American?
No. I couldn't have done that.
And we were like, no way. It's got Oxford Circus. It's Pall Mall. Anyway, turns out it's American. So, round three will be inventions, American or British. Now, how we're going to play is it's going to be three questions per team per round. Alternating who goes first. As a team, you can openly discuss the answer between you. Obviously, no hands go anywhere near any other iPad or phone to try and use Wikipedia. Robbie Musto has already declared he's a little worried about Arlo. He does think Arlo looks a little bit too close to his computer, therefore his hands might travel. So Robbie has already put in that declaration. So we've got to make sure no one cheats. Then, when you decided your final answer, please don't take forever. The captain will tell me. And if you give me a wrong answer, then the other team gets a chance to steal a point. Now, if you get the right answer, you get 2 points. A steal answer is 1 point. If after the three questions each, it's a draw, then there'll be a bonus round question to break that draw, that tie. And if the score is still tied after each team gets a bonus question, then it'll just get ridiculous. And then it'll be declared as a tie. How to win. I know all of you want to win. The team that's won the most rounds is how we win. But if the whole thing is a draw, which obviously in America is just not good, there will be a final Jeopardy question. And whoever is closest to that wins the whole damn shebang. So, gentlemen, we are going to start. Warm yourselves up. Let's get going. Quizmasters on it. Okay. Team GB. I have to start with Team GB. Mm-hmm. Okay, so yeah, Team GB.
We didn't even flip for that, by the way. Just saying.
Arlo White, Lee Dixon, Graham Lassone. Question number one. Mm-hmm. What USA Network TV show did Meghan Markle appear in for 7 seasons?
Oh.
Debate now.
Suits.
Suits, isn't it?
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Dicko, what is whose shirt is that Sampdoria jersey, by the way? Whose exact shirt is it?
It's Serena, number 4.
All right, okay.
I'll show you.
Suits.
Hang on.
That's got,
hasn't got a name on the back.
I was showing you the number 4.
Yeah, no, that's correct.
We're getting really cocky.
So, are we going to say suits, guys?
Well, I would say suits.
Yeah? So the answer that we are going to offer from our side of the pond, Rebecca, is suits.
The answer, Arlo White, is correct. Question number 2, with 2 points to Team GB to start things off. Okay, chaps, Robbie Earl, Rimasto, Carl Martino, what movie won Best Picture at the 2020 Academy Awards?
Oh. Kmart all over it, aren't you?
Oh. Yeah, come on, Kmart.
Just give us the...
2020. So this past year's movies, what won?
My sound keeps going off.
Wasn't it one of the foreign movies? Wasn't it the foreign movie?
Oh. It was
Arlo, you got it.
I haven't been in the movies in forever.
Come on, Arlo.
We won it. The first time in foreign movie. It was an Asian.
Yeah, that Asian movie.
Yeah that's going to work. Do we have to be more specific?
Yeah, no, that'll do, surely. Asian.
It's brilliant. I saw it. It's brilliant.
Well, sounds memorable.
I'm looking forward to the Two Robin movie review podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, my sound keeps going off.
I'm useless here.
All right, you're going to have to give me an answer in 15 seconds.
Thinking.
15? Should be about 5. Come on.
He's a mother.
Come on, Bex.
They don't know it.
Come on, must
be. Five.
Can I ask Caroline?
What country?
3.
They don't even know what country.
Boo.
It's a great film.
Okay, it's available for a steal. Arlo White.
Arlo White. Chat,
may I offer the answer? Parasite.
Parasite. Yes. The Korean film.
What? Lee Dixon is getting... The man who doesn't like quizzes is loving this one. 1 point for the steal. Okay. Back to TGV. Listen up. Fremla So, could you stop being in the corner there, just coming up with all your negativity? All right, negative Kelly?
Isn't he, in the East Wing?
Right, DLS, Lee Dixon,
yes.
And Arlo. The Netflix smash hit docuseries, Tiger King, chronicles the life of eccentric zookeeper Joe Exotic. In which state is Joe Exotic's zoo located?
Arlo, Florida, is it?
I think Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, is it? Is she in Florida? Sure. Is the woman in Florida? Carol Baskin, Arlo?
Was Carol Baskin in Florida, definitely.
She was Florida, Graham
getting
the
point for mentioning that character?
I'm not sure where he...
on the back of your wall?
This is a tricky one, because it's
you catch those in the sea?
Southern, isn't it?
Time's up.
Get thinking.
Okay, I'm all over it. All over it. They're miles away. Literally miles away.
I think. 15 seconds until the answer.
Graham. We're crashing, Musty.
I think it's Florida, Arlo, don't you?
Oh, God. This is the first test as captain.
In 5.
Well, you go for it.
3, 2, 1. What is the answer, Arlo White?
Oklahoma.
Correct.
Oh, bloody hell!
Well done, Arlo.
Wow, that is leadership.
That right there is why we picked him as our captain. You've got Tony Adams written all over you.
Thank you, mate.
That's an amazing piece of backing himself. Okay.
Hey, guys, they scored too early.
Yeah, well, they're 5-0 up. 5-0 up. And we're not even anywhere near like 10 minutes.
That's okay. Okay.
Number 4. Robbie Earl, are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
Oh, God, I don't think you're going to get to... NBC televised its first Summer Olympic Games in 1964. Which city hosted those games? Oh, look at Arlo. He is
what
like...
What a flipping question.
Our questions are harder, by the way.
Huh? How hard?
Our questions are a bit any harder.
Listen, Quizmaster
really
says, shut up. Answer the question. 1964 Olympics in what city?
Jeez.
Carl, they do look like lobsters, don't they?
In the background. Exactly.
They're faces of animals. They're like a couple of goats, a donkey.
We're thinking, Grant.
Sorry, I was just responding to your question.
Anyway. Do you have even a clue?
Graham, when I couldn't stay at your house, city? I don't want to stay in that room. I'm a vegetarian.
What city?
They're woven.
Would it be a US city?
Well, gentlemen, the quizmaster cannot possibly give you any kind of clue, but you do need to
be 1964, didn't the Americans?
1964. You do need to give me an answer.
The answer.
Seconds, and you've got to get, if you don't know
what you got wrong before,
you might get it right. In 10 seconds, please.
We have a 1% chance of getting this right.
Yeah.
Probably less than that.
My idea is musty. Any?
Do we think, let's pick a continent.
Musty is
like the answer.
Soul.
Yeah.
Soul.
Musty, right now.
Yeah, soul.
Not soul.
Soul.
That's soul?
Yeah.
Is your answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Can you steal it for a point, Arlo White?
That's Mexico City, Arlo. 1968. Now it's either Rome or Tokyo. 64, Rome or Tokyo.
And hey, Graham, you and Lee are really good at this game.
I'm feeling my sole contribution. My sole contribution was to hand the armband to Arlo.
Yeah. Well, that's you know what you're doing.
Oh, your role.
Why don't I say Rome?
I'm feeling Rome.
You just do the opposite.
Yeah, you guys are good at two multiple choices.
I'm feeling Rome. It's either Rome
or
Tokyo.
I think Rome.
In 10 seconds, please.
It's got to be quick. The steel's got to be quick.
Rome.
Is that incorrect. Fine? What's the other thing you were going to say?
Tokyo.
Tokyo. Oh, right after. You're going to back yourself, Arlo. Have you not learned that?
That's a turning point right there. What a mistake.
Defining the moment.
Tokyo.
5-0. Okay.
What a mistake.
Who are we now? Okay, Arlo, Graham, and Lee. Mm-hmm. Question number 5. What is Paul McCartney's actual first name?
Oh, blimey.
Oh, easy. Wow. Easy. Oh, my,
you got it, Earl. I mean, it you could. Got it.
No.
It could be Paul.
In the week.
Dicko. Come on, Dicko. Reginald Dwight.
I know.
Elton John, wasn't it?
That was Elton John, yeah. That was Elton John.
Yeah.
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Oh, my.
Is it
goodness.
Adam? Not Adam. Andrew, I'm feeling an A.
Peter, someone like that. You've got to think Liverpool, early 60s.
Malcolm.
Malcolm.
Malcolm McCartney. Malcolm.
Jennifer.
Okay,
you've got to give me an answer.
Come on, Dicko. You must have this.
In 10 seconds.
Is it something like Dwight? It's not Dwight or Dwayne or... No,
it wouldn't be that.
Andrew.
And Arlo White, please, can I have the answer right now?
This is multiple choice.
Peter.
Which is your answer?
Peter.
Peter is incorrect. Chance for a steal from Team USA.
Do we think, let's go logic-wise and deconstruct this. Did he change it because he had an awful name, or did he change it because
his name
went from
Kyle.
Like an easy name to an easy name. Like, why did he change it?
Or maybe he didn't change it at all.
I know.
Maybe he just gets called by his middle name, like my dad. I don't know. I should genuinely
You can't get involved.
Why did you say George?
What?
George. Was he a George?
All right, guys. For a steal, you've got to
give Harrison.
I'm saying, I was chucking a Michael. Paul Michael. Paul McCartney.
Paul.
Captain.
The answer is not Michael. The answer is James.
Oh.
May I also share something with the group, actually, which is...
JP?
I just want to share something with the group that some of you didn't know. Maybe the reason why Robbie Musto's team were losing by 5-0 right now is because he did actually... already know he was going to struggle. He texted me this morning, I will Venmo you $100 if you send me the question.
And I followed that by saying, don't tell anybody. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
He followed it by saying, DTA.
And the first thing when we joined the call was an accusation that I'm
good
cheating.
Try, yeah, like,
amazing. Right. Okay.
Just as I expected. Good work.
Good work, Musty. Nice try. Last question.
Definitely get harder questions.
Kmart, listen up. Musty. I know. This teenage singer-songwriter, Musty, you'll probably be all over this. Spears won 4 Grammy Awards at this year's ceremony, including Record of the Year, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and Best New Artist. Teenage singer-songwriter, 4 Grammys at this year's ceremony. What is this person's name?
I mean, do me a favor.
It's not that Billie Eilish girl, is it? Billie Eilish?
That feels good.
It's a good shout, Earl. It's a good shout.
You've got a young daughter. It's listening.
Arlo, you got it.
I know she's hot into the moment.
Arlo, you got it, yeah?
That's it. Let's go with that.
All right. We're 10 seconds.
We're going bang, Billy Eilish.
Final answer?
Yeah. Captain.
Correct answer!
Yeah. Yeah. Back in, boys. Here we go.
The thing is, they should lose a point. They should lose a point because Robbie Musto thinks Billy Eilish is a boy.
I've got all his albums. Okay.
Gentlemen, we are on to round 2. Round 2 is about the Premier League. So,
at the end of the first half, I'm dreading this.
Let me just give you round 1 final scores. Team GB with 5, Team USA with 2. Very much on their heels.
No problem.
Okay, let's go. So we started last time with the Team GB. So we're starting with Team USA. Question number 1. Robbie Earl, Musty and Kyle. There are 5 clubs. You might need a pen. There are 5 clubs who have each been relegated from the Premier League 4 times. Name those 5 clubs.
Palace, for sure. Throw those.
Palace, West Brom.
How many backs? How many times have relegated?
4 times. 4 times.
Norwich?
Palace, West Brom.
Norwich?
Norwich, good.
Borough. I mean, I don't think it's 4, though. Middlesbrough.
It's 4. I said 4 times.
So we feel good with 3. We need 1 more, right?
How many teams? 5.
5 clubs who've been relegated 4 times.
Watford.
From the Premier League or relegated in general?
Who have we got right now, Captain? Who have we got?
Palace, Norwich, West Brom.
Oh, yeah.
Do we get a chance to steal this, Bex?
You do get a chance to steal it, yes.
So if they get 4...
Not if they get
4, we've just got to get the other one.
Yeah. Burnley?
I'm not going to tell them whether
I'm just going to say, in
the past, though.
What about Sunderland?
Yeah, I was thinking...
West Ham, I mean...
Good shout, Sunderland. Newcastle?
Newcastle.
30 seconds, please. 30 seconds.
That's a lot of times, isn't it? 4. I mean, Middlesbrough's been... I can think of 3 at Middlesbrough, by the way. It might be Middlesbrough. 92, the first season relegated. 97 relegated. They got relegated again.
A couple of years ago.
Playing all those seasons, must be.
None of them.
They got relegated during our coverage one year. So 3 more times before that.
How many teams, Bets? 5.
5 teams, only 5 teams.
Do we have to get all 5 to get the point?
Yes, please, you have to get all 5. And then I won't say, if you've got any of them wrong, I'll just say the whole thing is wrong so that everyone, the other team, have to do their own 5. And you only have 15 seconds to give me them.
Yeah, any chance.
Put Middlesbrough in. Put Borough in.
Have you got your 5?
Do we have 5 all?
So we've got Palace, Norwich, Sunderland,
Middlesbrough,
West Brom.
You put Norwich?
Middlesbrough.
Okay, so you've got Palace, Middlesbrough, Norwich, Sunderland, West Brom. Are you happy with those 5?
Newcastle haven't been. I don't think Newcastle.
Asking you in 5 seconds. Are you happy with those 5?
It's a lot of flipping, a lot of thinking here for this time frame.
Musty, please don't be. What's your tone with the quiz?
Earl, take it home.
Start to round 2 from Team USA. Back to Team GB. Wow. This former forward is the oldest scorer in the history of the Premier League. Who is it? If you would like a hint.
Know that.
Let me
Earl's
know.
Earl's all over it. Earl's got it.
What do you mean if you'd like a hint?
Bex, could you just repeat that?
We'll have the hint anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to know whether or not you have, you know, integrity, Dicko. This former forward is the oldest scorer in the history of the Premier League. Who is it? The hint is a very big clue, so I'm not going to...
No hint.
Well, the hint is that Rebecca named a child after him.
That's the definition of a hint, isn't it?
That's not the hint.
Is that not the hint?
What are we thinking?
It's definitely not the hint. Look at Bex's face. Look at her face.
Premier League, you said, Bex. This is all Premier League.
Right, so he's a former forward. So, yes, so Sheringham was 40 when he scored for West Ham.
Yeah, I would have guessed
Sheringham.
I would have said Sheringham, but I think there's somebody else.
Who's the lad that played for Bradford? Who was the guy that played for Bradford up front?
David Nugent.
Dean Windass.
He wasn't that old.
I mean, he looked about 60, didn't he?
He was actually 28.
Oldest scorer. That's what he said? Oldest scorer?
Kyle, it's not your question. You can go and get
it kind of is now, isn't it?
Not really.
We'll be in a second.
Where else are we thinking? Come on.
Alan Cole, the players. Sheffield United, back in the day, or Wimbledon. No, he wasn't that old.
30 seconds.
I don't know. I might not be right now. But
it could be any player, right? It doesn't have to be a striker.
The scorer has to be older. Well, he has to be 40. I mean, because Sheringham was 40. So he has to be possibly even 41.
15 seconds to answer, please, Oliver White.
41 or 40 years old and scored a goal in the Premier League. Can you think of anything other than Teddy Sheringham right now?
No.
Graham? No. Bex, we're going Teddy Sheringham.
Final answer, Teddy Sheringham at the age of 40 years and 268 days is correct.
Come on!
Fantastic.
Come on!
Easy.
Question number two.
Why don't you just give him the trophy?
You didn't need the hint. You've got to back yourself, Dicko. The hint was the final goal of his Premier League career came for West Ham on Boxing Day 2006. You definitely would have got that then. So I'm trying to withhold hints because you don't need the hints, guys. You know this. Okay, question number three. This former defender who played for four different clubs throughout his career has scored the most own goals in Premier League history with 10. Name that player.
Frank Sinclair.
Boom.
Hang on.
Former defender who played for four different clubs in his career has scored the most own goals in Premier League history with 10 own goals.
Four different Premier League clubs?
Four different Premier League clubs, correct. Oh.
So he played Chelsea, Leicester, Frank. He scored a lot.
He scored two in 2 weeks for Leicester.
Who else did Frank play for? Huddersfield or something like that. Huddersfield. Sure, it's Frank, you know. Can't think. Carrier scored a few. Jamie Carrier scored a few, but not as many as that.
He didn't play for four clubs.
What about Gary Cahill?
Nah, he hasn't played for enough clubs.
Harsh. Yeah. Oh, legend.
Phil Jones will be in there. But
he's only puffed for three clubs.
Enough clubs.
Frank, can I ask your answer in 15 seconds, please, team captain? 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Frank Sinclair back, so we'll happily go early.
I feel good with that.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Time for a steal. Quick steal, Ola White.
Oh, wow.
Just while we think about this, Lee, did you score own goals for four different clubs? Not Premier League, but did you score own goals for four different clubs?
Obviously, yeah.
In all four divisions? That would
have been a better question.
He definitely scored the best own goal I think we've seen in Premier League.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, come on.
I think it's Dunny.
Richard Dunn. Richard Dunn could be a shout.
I'm going Richard. That's my guess. Richard
that's
Dunn.
A shout. So, Man Richard City. Dunn.
Good shout.
I don't know. Everton. I remember seeing him on some like own goal thing. And that's,
he's done it again.
This stat,
I'm happy with that.
This stat has come up because we've had a player recently score three in a season.
Two, three, Richard four, Dunn. Five. Final answer?
Richard Dunn.
Correct.
Dicko!
That one out.
I'm going now. Wow. I'm off.
Yeah,
he's got a computer.
Definitely got Google. Definitely
see his hands that whole time.
Right, in the answer. Lee.
Never saw his hands that whole time.
Lee, you got to back yourself with quizzes. You're a genius. Back yourself.
Question number four. team GB, Arlo, Lee and Graham. Oh. Interestingly, Richard Dunn holds another unwanted Premier League record. He and two others were sent off 8 times during their Premier League careers, more than anyone else in the league's history. Name the other two players, along with Richard Dunn, who were also sent off 8 times.
8 times?
In their 8 times in their Premier League career.
Is one of those Carragher?
Possibly. What about John Terry? Dennis Wise. Dennis Wise must have been.
8 times, that's a lot of sendings off.
Yeah, what's, he got sent off 3 times in one season, Dennis.
Did what's he? Musty doing? Yeah. And Earl, they're both looking down.
I'm writing. I'm writing down, I swear. Use me a bit of paper.
I'm just asking.
So Dennis Wise, definitely.
Okay. And then...
Robbie Savage got sent off 8 times.
Blank.
Robbie Savage.
Keane? No, not Savage. He wouldn't have got sent off 8 times.
Ruddock? Ruddock, someone like that? Who did you say? Brian Dean there, Dicko?
No.
I said Savage.
Savage. That's a possible, no. Isn't it? That's a possible.
Mm-hmm. 8 times.
They're both midfielders, aren't they? Savage and Wise.
15-second warning. 15-second warning, Ola White.
Oh.
So, Graham, you're happy with Wise then?
I'm happy with Wise.
What about Sav then, Lee? What do you think?
5-second warning. Yeah.
I don't know any other. I don't know any other.
Please deliver your answers, Ola White.
Dennis Wise and Robbie Savage, Bex.
Incorrect. Chance for Team USA to steal a point.
I like Dennis Wise.
He was. I think Sav might.
What about Joey Barton?
Yeah, I got Joey Barton. And Vinny. Vinny Jones wasn't.
Got Vinny, but I don't think Vinny was 8 for some reason. Family.
I mean, Joey Barton got sent off 4 times in the same freaking game. I wonder if we're missing a trick here where it's like an attacking player.
Oh, no, that could be a defender. Who's...
Probably defender, last man defending.
Yeah, somebody who does it regular.
Okay, guys, 10 seconds. Can you give me your 2 names?
So what about slow center back that was still starting towards the end of their career and just absolutely laying down tackles?
Are we thinking Sav, mostly? Are you thinking Sav or not? I don't know if
you... Got to push you for your answers.
I think Wise and Barton. I think Wise
and Barton. Wise and Barton.
Come on.
Dennis Wise.
Let's do that.
All right. Come on, boys. Enough's enough.
Dennis Wise, Joey Barton.
Incorrect. The answers are Duncan Ferguson and Patrick Vieira.
Wow.
Times.
Goodness me. Good shot by Kyle. It was a forward.
Wow.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
One more question for round 2, and it goes to Team USA. There have been 5 goalkeepers in Premier League history to score a goal.
Tim Howard. 5.
Can you name the 5 goalkeepers?
Oh. Tim Howard.
What was the question again, Bex? Sorry.
There have been 5 goalkeepers in Premier League history to score a goal. Name the 5 goalkeepers.
Did Tim Flowers get one for Blackburn, Rob?
Peter Schmeichel scored. Tim Flowers. He made a bit now. There's a couple of kicking ones. Who's the one at Stoke? Somebody scored it. Was that where Tim scored at Stoke?
Well, Tim definitely scored. I know. The crazy win today would have bounced over the
Spurs. Is it?
That was that good or something?
Paul Robinson, I think. The Spurs keeper.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
He scored with a big shot somewhere.
Massive thighs, kicks it miles.
I remember a goalkeeper scoring on a corner kick.
Michael scored off a corner. Michael. It's Michael. So we need two more.
Sorry, Bex, how many was there? Four?
Five.
Jeez.
I mean, ridiculous.
What a hard question, by the way.
Absolutely.
How many have you got so far, Robbie?
No weighting system to the challenge.
Got Tim Howard, Pierce Michael, Paul Robinson. We need a couple more guys. Goalkeepers.
This is just a shot in the dark. I mean, getting three is incredible.
10 more seconds to have
getting one is impressive. Getting three, incredible. Getting five, impossible.
Van der Sar, did he score, Rob? Van der Sar?
Don't remember him scoring, mate.
Just remembering Pepe Reina just walking back as they scored on his goal is amazing.
Ben Foster never scored.
Gonna have to ask you for the names, Robbie. I'll push
Johar?
You.
Back.
Tough question. I wish
I see a goalkeeper that's bad with his feet scoring in my head. I can't remember who that was though.
Who have you got? Let's
Edison or Allison scored. Edison or Allison.
I do feel the quizmaster's being ignored.
Sorry, quizmaster.
All right.
At the moment, we got Tim Howard, Peter Schmeichel, Paul Robinson, Edison, Allison.
No.
Incorrect. Chance for a steal, Team GB.
Chance for a steal, you guys have a 0% chance.
That was against, I think it was against Bolton.
Tim Howard. Did Neil Sullivan score?
Robinson nailed on.
I think Sullivan, that rings a bell. There was one recently, in the last 6 or 7 years, where it was after about 10 seconds of the game. I think it was either at Stoke or Southampton. Was it Artur Boric? Someone like that?
Yeah, he definitely got scored on.
He got the ball back from the kickoff or something and booted it straight away, and it sailed all the way over and in.
That sounds plausible.
Feasible.
Yeah. You only need four more.
So if Robbo rings, I mean, it's a good shout by the lads. Paul Robinson rings a bell. If we went Howard, Schmeichel, Boric, Sullivan and Robinson,
you'd be wrong.
Well, what about Joe Hart? Did Joe Hart score one for West Ham?
I remember Joe Hart scoring. I would have heard about it if he did.
Hmm.
What is he?
Tim Flowers. That got a mention.
Mm. Yeah, but I don't remember him scoring a goal at Blackburn.
Who's the kid that drove his car into a pool again?
Go for that, Arlo.
Should we go for that five?
What? Michael. Yeah. No, Kasper Schmeichel hasn't, is he, Arlo?
No, he scored. He scored in the Championship, not in the Prem, as far as I can remember.
No, but he did sign a shirt for Arlo.
No, I haven't got the shirt from that one. It was against Yeovil in the title run.
What are your names, right, Arlo? Let's have five names.
Come on, Arlo. Peter Schmeichel. Paul Robinson, Neil Sullivan, and Artur Boric.
Incorrect.
Both of your teams got three correct. The real answer, correct answer, is Peter Schmeichel, Paul Robinson, Tim Howard, Brad Friedel.
Oh.
And I think the one that you might have been thinking about, Arlo, Asmir Begovic.
Oh,
yep, Begovic, not Boric.
Neil, by the way,
American goalkeepers, we score when we want.
All right, last question.
You got a point for that, by the way, just because Americans had that list.
Last question of round two to Team GB, Arlo, Lee, and Graham. Talking of unwanted records, as we were, because I actually skipped a question by mistake, Derby County in 2007-08 owned the record for fewest points in a Premier League season. How many points did they win?
11.
Yep.
One win, eight draws, 11 points. Yep.
Correct. 2 points.
Never in doubt.
I mean, easy two question. Points. We got five goalkeepers. They got one number. I mean,
you actually got three goalkeepers. You didn't get five.
Name the lowest number of points for every team that was ever relegated.
Yeah. Turning into the derby of this quiz.
Hey, listen. The quizmaster is neutral. I'm down the middle. Please don't be mean.
USA
getting to
11 points here,
Max. Say again, Arlo.
What's the chances of USA getting to 11 points here? Are they going to break the record or what?
Decent, because after round two, the points right now are Team GB 10, Team USA 4.
Work, all right,
to be done. Work to be done by Team USA.
They're still in it, guys.
At what point can't we come back? Because I need to know when to close my laptop.
We need to get one question right, I think.
About 20 round minutes ago.
Right when I logged in?
Round three,
yeah.
With Team USA. No? Is that wrong? No, but I finished on you just now, so I've got to start on there.
Yeah, they started last time.
They all started. Right,
jeez. Team GB. Crikey.
Crazy. Right.
Is it an easier
careful
question?
What you wish for. Careful what you wish
yeah,
for.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, inventions. Round three. American or British? Okay. Number one for Team GB. The lawnmower. Invented by Edwin Budding in 1830 to cut the grass on sports grounds and extensive gardens.
Do you know what's confusing about this question, chaps? Is
what was the question?
Australia.
American or British?
Oh, Australia claimed to have invented the lawnmower.
Totally.
Mm. I know an American invented the strimmer. Well, I know that.
Because we just get a point if we get it wrong.
In the Sydney Olympics opening ceremony, they had people going up and down lawns with lawnmowers because the people of Australia claimed to have invented the lawnmower. But we're saying it was actually a British or an American invention.
I'm going to say it's British, Arlo.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's American.
Yeah, I knew you were going to do that. I absolutely knew you were going
to
do that.
It has to be British.
Based on what?
Sounds an American. The guy sounds American somehow, and they've got more grass over there. So
we were amazing
tending gardeners.
We also have a tendency to name things exactly what they do.
What year was it? That's a good point.
It would have been in the Victorian times. It would have been a grass decapitator if it was.
1830s.
Geez,
it's got to be complicated.
British or American? The law.
By the way, Bex, have you noticed the respect that the Brits pay for the Americans when they're trying to answer a question?
No.
We can't get a word in edgeways. We were quite the horticulturalists in the Victorian era.
Yeah.
British.
I'd say British.
British.
Go on.
Our final answer is British, Bex.
Correct.
Yeah, it's never in doubt.
Well played. See, this is
good call, Lee.
Bear in mind,
just that there's a logic about the way that we discussed.
That was a big one.
Mathematically safe, lads.
Not over yet.
I'm being told I'm not supposed to give the explanation at the bottom about it. So I'm just supposed to give you the name. Okay.
Fine.
So, question two. Team USA, Robbie and Kyle, is this American or British invention? Super glue.
That's so American.
Gotta be American.
Yeah, American. Super glue. I mean, it's
super. Super. Everything's super.
We'd have great glue, wouldn't we? British should be great.
Great.
Bex. We also break a lot of things.
Bex, can I ask a question?
We wouldn't brag. We'd just call it glue.
Can I ask a question? If they were to get this wrong and then you offered it to us, we've got a chance of getting a point, really.
Indeed, this round is very good.
That one, it's my
bonus points. Okay, final answer, Robbie.
Let's just think. Could the Americans have done super? We've got to go that way, haven't we? We've got to look at the...
If it was us, it'd be jolly good glue, wouldn't it?
Final answer, yeah.
It'd be functional glue, but we don't like to brag about it.
Not the American, Captain. Yeah.
This has us written all over it.
Yeah.
I think we're going USA, Bex.
Correct. 2 points.
Boom. Give us a minute.
Question three. Team GB. Lollipops.
Not stepovers, Arlo. No one knows what those are.
Yeah. That was a big Ron Atkinsonism. That was.
Lollipops. What? Frozen lollipops or lollipops?
For sweet
lollipops. It's a frozen lollipop. You mean a popsicle?
Lollipops.
I think they're the ones on the white.
They'll be English as well.
Not the frozen ones.
So, they'll be English as well, won't they?
Confectionery. I'm thinking American.
Boiled sweets. Boiled sweets are English, aren't they? The English would have put a sweet on a stick long before the Americans even knew what they call it. Candy. They'd have called it lolly candy.
We'd have called it stick sweet.
It would have done.
We would have called it. We would have called it circular sugar block on a stick.
So we said.
I wouldn't have called it a lollipop.
We said USA. We said the
no,
USA.
No, no, no.
Oh.
Right. Look at this. We've got a
English because. He sounds very English.
Steal my steak. Get ready to steal it.
Yeah, it's ours. They got no idea. It's ours.
Oh, no. Graham, what are you saying? What's your answer on that?
I'm saying British.
Lee.
American.
Oh, Captain.
British.
Sweet. Yeah, sweet.
My answer is British.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
You won't take it.
Oh, no.
What's your answer, Romeo?
I think we'll go. Should we go USA, guys?
USA.
Sure.
It's amazing, too, because if we invented it, but for some reason, our teeth are still so much better.
Right. Question number four with a point there going to team.
What's the score, Bex?
Scoreboard update, please.
The score update is 12 Team GB to 7 Team USA. So it's 12-7 with 3 questions to go.
We can take them all. We need them all.
I don't know the math, but...
We need them all.
Okay.
Still in it.
Number 4, Robbie, and Kyle. British or American? Lava lamps.
Oh my God. I'm crazy American. But do you guys kind of... Didn't you... Wasn't the whole...
I think that's a bit like 60 hippie kind of...
Yeah, I mean, hippie culture...
Yeah, starting kind of... You
Austin Powers. I mean, what...
I'm thinking American.
Like London, that scene down Carnaby Street and
just swinging.
Was it that bigger thing, lava lamps, in the UK, Rob?
I mean, that was me thinking we'd be enlightening everyone on the inventions of each country. And we've got lava lamps, lollipops. I thought we'd be talking about telephones and the internet.
No, we invented all that.
That's all British.
We're thinking mostly US.
I'm thinking US, very descriptive. It's a big thing in the UK, lava lamps.
It feels so obviously US, which is why I'm scared. It feels obvious it's us.
You're not getting that vibe, Rob. You're not feeling that.
Because we would break it and then use our super glue to put it back together.
I don't know.
Robbie L, you are the team captain, so you can actually decide
the final answer. I think if my team feels strongly USA, then
we're with you, Rob. We're with you.
You want to go USA?
You can answer today if you want.
I think USA for me.
USA. Yeah, I'll go with the team USA.
Should have backed yourself, Robbie L. Because the point will go to the other team. It's
go on, Arlo.
Say it, Arlo. Just say the word.
Sorry, which one have I got to do? I forgot.
Oh, sorry. Steal a point. Do you think it's British or American? Lava lamps.
Yeah, what did they say?
They said American. You're saying...
Okay.
He's just busy looking at the internet. He's just figuring it out.
British.
Well played. One point. 2 questions to go. Final question for Team GB. Is this British or an American invention? The fire extinguisher.
The fire extinguisher.
British.
This could be.
It's British, 100%.
Fire department.
By the way, our team bus needs a fire extinguisher right now.
Yeah, the fire department.
Graham?
Yeah, definitely 100%. British.
What?
British.
Okay, well, he seems very confident on that, Bex. So we will go fire extinguisher. We'll go, it's a British invention.
Correct. Invented by George in 1818. Correct.
I know my fire extinguishers.
Going into the final question of the quiz, 15 points for Team GB. Team USA lagging behind. Can they at least save some face?
This is a smashing.
Yeah.
The final question.
Playing for pride.
Humiliation, I would say.
The Ferris wheel, American or British?
Oh. How easy is that?
How easy is that one?
I mean, that's a British dude who made it for the World's Fair in Chicago?
What does that mean? You want both answers.
Hey, shut up, Lee. We're trying to figure this out so we can save some face.
Let's hear from the plant behind you.
Let us lose something. The beauty.
Someone's read The Devil in the White City.
Feels American musty. American.
I don't think so.
Fairgrounds must go back further for British fairgrounds.
Yeah, travellers and things.
Yeah, we go back further.
I think it's British.
I would say, but I mean,
it doesn't matter, to be fair.
I hope you get pride.
You deserve this.
Just give him 2 points. Give him it.
Yeah. Why don't you have two answers and just see if you get lucky?
If you get it wrong, we'll say Germany.
I think it's British.
We'll finish on British.
British. No! It's American!
You want to get British from now?
They've said British!
We want to go American, really. We probably want to
get... Incorrect answer. Arno, British or American?
I lied about saying Germany. It's American.
Right. So, I just want to say a couple of things, because we've got a little bit more to do. I was supposed to give the background for all these inventions, which I didn't. So I did do the first one for Edwin Budding. Just so everyone listening knows, superglue was accidentally created by Dr. Harry Coover in 1942 while looking for something to make clear plastic gun sights during World War II for Allied soldiers. Lollipops were invented by George Smith in New Haven, Connecticut in 1908. They were named after a racehorse named Lolly Pop. Lava lamps were invented by Edward Craven Walker in 1963 in England, inspired by an egg timer made in a cocktail shaker he saw in a pub. Fire extinguishers invented by George William Manby in 1818, who also invented the Manby Mortar, which was a device to rescue ships. And the Ferris wheel was invented by George Washington Gale Ferris Jr., so many names, for the 1893 Chicago World's Fair as a response to the Eiffel Tower. Now, those are the backgrounds to round three. I'm going, though, to do the Jeopardy question. This is a little curveball.
It's worth 20 points, right?
Yeah. For 10 points, because as
embarrassing.
Desperate. This is desperate.
Right.
Like the Ryder Cup. Four days. And actually, you know, the last thing...
Rebecca's in charge. It's her rules.
The last pair, and it's worth 36 points. That's just ridiculous.
I just want to tell you, this is my idea. I'm just doing what I'm being told. So,
you can play the game again, and you guys get hard questions.
In 6 years.
Boys, pipe down. Right now, Team GB.
What species of lobster is on Graham's?
Team GB right now sits on 16 points. Team USA sits on 7 points. It couldn't be more perfect for a final steal. Okay.
This is so American, by the way. Question. This is so American.
Okay. This is going to be tough, and I'm going to need some maths, which is not my strong point. So I am hoping that Brandon Glass, who's our researcher, is going to do this maths for me and just pop up and tell me who's won, because I won't be able to do it. So here is the final Jeopardy question for the game. This is golden goal. How many?
Did we just shout out?
No. Sorry, my bad. No. What happens is I read it out. And then because Team GB are winning, I will get you give me your first answer, and then Team USA give me your answer. And whichever is closest...
They'll just go one up. They'll go one above or one below if it's a numbers game.
What do you mean? We won't follow you guys.
This is a farce.
We can't win by saying your answer.
No, but you can go above or below, can't you?
Yeah, we say 15.
Okay. All right. So Arlo, a serious question, Arlo. You are winning, so you should get the... So should you give me the first answer and then... Or should they give me the first answer?
Why don't you ask the question, then we'll decide whether we go first or second.
We can't do that because we have no way of winning that way. They can't say what we say. They go first.
All right, okay. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to ask the question. Robbie and Carl are going to give me their answer, and then Arlo's team have a chance to give me their answer, okay?
It can't be our answer.
You happy now? You happy, Greg?
Right.
No, not really, because we're about 15 points ahead.
Graham, listen up.
You're only 9 ahead.
Guys, how many Premier League goals have been scored all time? Closest to the correct answer wins.
But you can go over. Just closest.
Well, yeah. you just give me your number, and then so Robbie and Carl, give me your number, and then the other chaps give me that your number.
Premier League goals in the history of the Premier League. There we go. Okay.
How many Premier League goals have been scored in the history of the Premier League?
Okay.
Okay, let me think about that.
Yeah, so let's first say times what? How many seasons are we at? We're at, what was it,
92, 93 was the first season.
2000, 28 years.
Oh.
28 years.
Yeah. Average.
We have to remember, wasn't at the beginning,
no, there was more
did you play
teams,
more games at the beginning?
There's more teams. 22 teams it started with.
Average goals per game.
Guys,
one final thing, just I've been told. It's the closest to the correct answer without going over it that wins.
Okay. So,
28 seasons. 28. So, average, say three games, three goals a game.
Bex, are you sure the winner or the correct answer is not the nearest American-based answer to the question? Just clarifying that.
Oh, I haven't got a clue what I'm doing. All right, guys, I'm going to have to start getting you to use your brains a bit quicker. In the meantime, obviously, Arlo, Graham and Lee, you can be thinking...
I've got a starting point.
Yeah, likewise.
Yeah.
Robbie and Kyle, what do we think?
31,920.
I think more...
Is that your final answer? 31,920?
It was a milestone not long ago, wasn't there? It was a... Would have been the 30,000s, would it?
I think you're looking at a range of what, like 1,000 to 1,200 goals a season.
Yeah, you got to think of over the course of a season.
Like, let's say the median goal total is 50 for the year. Would be high-ish.
Liverpool are going to be declared champions by the time this answer is given.
All right, guys, got to push you for the answer.
But we can't go over
50. Yeah, man.
I feel like 40 times 20 times 28 gets us there. Don't know how to do that.
Well, you got 22,000. I got 31,000. I'm saying three. No, goals.
Let's take the difference.
Take control.
Yeah, 20,000.
Take control.
Okay.
I think 25.
25,000 is probably a good shout.
Yeah, 25 seems.
Robbie Earl, you've got to give me your answer in five seconds, please.
I like it, Earl.
People are switching off in their droves.
26,000.
26,000. That feels amazing.
Arlo, what was your starting point?
Oh, whoa. Let them finish.
26,000 is the answer, right?
Yeah.
And one.
So recently, I think the 10,000th goal was scored in Premier League history, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000. Yeah. There's no real need to go any higher, really, is there?
Just go 24,999.
We can't be over, though. We can't be over. So if you go 10,000, you stay below it, don't you?
No, if we both go over, they win anyway.
15,000.
No, if you both go over...
You guys win.
You guys win. Team GB wins.
Let's just say eight.
You should say three goals. No,
there was a 10,000th goal, so we may as well just say 10,000. It was in the last couple of seasons.
What I'm saying is, if we both go over, we still win. So we just go one goal below what they said.
Yeah, but I want 10 points. I want it to be 26 points to 7. I don't want it to be 16-7. I want it to be an absolute pasting.
Just
go under.
It's all about medals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just go on. Just go well under. Go 10,000.
Well, I'm the captain. I'm the captain, and I'm going 10,001. Final answer. 10,001.
Okay, so for the Jeopardy question, how many Premier League goals have been scored all time? The closest to the correct answer without going over wins. The answer from Team USA was 26,000. The answer from Team GB was 10,001. The correct answer. 28,000.
Come on, get it!
Yeah.
Oh. USA! Yeah, sing it, everyone! USA! 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 USA.
Team USA! Look at Lee Dixon's face!
Good effort, guys.
Harlow,
I swear. Tremendously worked out, Captain. Well worked out.
Yeah.
31,000 was close.
Would have been over.
I'm afraid to say.
Been over.
I had 26,000,
mate.
I don't know where I got that from.
In the final minute of the final section of extra time, Team USA come from behind to win by 17
to
16.
No way.
What does that say, Dicko?
Not true.
He wrote down 28,000. Dicko wrote down 28,000.
It's no good now. It's no good after.
Well, nobody said it.
No, you said I know it.
They're arguing.
Oh, look at him. Team.
Yeah, they're falling apart. That's not a team right there. We stuck together the whole time.
Guys,
stuck together.
Team GB, I've got champagne for all of us, and obviously the lobsters that are hanging out up in the background. We can all have one of those on the barbecue.
Basically, Team USA won and didn't answer a question correctly.
Yeah. When it goes on bad, you lot
won. Got the final Jeopardy question, you victim.
When it matters.
Final score.
The World Cup finals have been won without a goal of regulation.
Final score, Team GB 16 points, Team USA 17 points.
Yay!
And that has been, Graham looks devastated, that has been the Premier League NBA podcast for this week. Oh, that's why Lee Dixon hates quizzes. Thank you for watching, thank you for listening. We'll speak to you next week. Bye, guys!
We did it! Bye.
Losers! Losers!
76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.